Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. When I was a junior at university, two friends and I moved into a house off campus. I must confess that this wasn't the most joyous time in my life, but my time at this house with my friends helped me through those difficult months. For in the back of the house in the garden, there were dotted throughout the yard several old big tree stumps. One day, while I was digging through the shed, I found a sledgehammer, and a great idea hit me. I took the sledgehammer, and I regularly put it to work to demolish those old tree stumps. What a great way to work off frustration. At first, I would slam the head of the sledgehammer down on those old wooden stumps, but the hammer would simply bounce right back at me. It seemed to make no dent in the wood. But as time went on, the edges of the stump began to splinter, and this opened up some cracks that ran across the top of the stumps. Slowly but surely, these cracks would open up and chunks of wood could be battered away. Eventually, I was able to reduce those stumps to little piles of sawdust. Those stubborn tree stumps, which would at first would not yield, eventually were nicked, cracked, and reduced to nothing. This event in my past was brought to my memory because I was recently reading Jeremiah 23 when I came across these words: "Is not my word like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces?" Have you ever thought of God's word as a hammer? A hammer that breaks stones into little pebbles. But what is this stone that God's word breaks into pieces? If we see the context of Jeremiah 23, we see that God is angry with the false prophets who are declaring to God's people false visions and false oracles of God. They are taking their own words and ideas and substituting them for God's word. They say to those who despise the word of the Lord, "It shall be well with you." And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, "No disaster shall come upon you." Jeremiah 23, verse 17. These false prophets were refusing to proclaim God's law to his stubborn and rebellious people. They were assuring those who despised God's word and replaced his ways with their own that all would be well. There's no need to fear God because he's far away, and we can hide our evil from him. In other words, human hearts and wills are hard and cold as stone. We are only interested in accomplishing our own desires and following our own ways. We have no desire to hear God's word, let alone trust in it. We prefer lies and catchy jingles, which elevate us and feed our pride. But God demonstrated that his word was a hammer against their hearts and their wills of stone. For God promised that his people would be taken away into captivity, into exile, because of their disobedience and self-reliance. God used the means of his word and the might of the Babylonian Empire to hammer this message home to his people. For those who despised God's word, all was not well, because disaster did fall upon those who followed their own hearts of stone like a hammer blow. But God used the hammer blows of his word and the Babylonian captivity to break the rock-solid hearts and wills of the Israelites. They, who would not change, were hammered into submission. They were forced to realize that it was God and his word that controls all things, not them and their stubborn hearts and wills. But God did not abandon his people into captivity. No, he visited them via another prophet, Ezekiel, who proclaimed God's word of mercy and grace to them. Ezekiel minces no words when he speaks to the people. He calls a spade, and he hits them with the full measure of the law's hammer blows. But when God's word breaks their hearts of stone, he declares to them, the wonderful promises of God's mercy and steadfast love. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all of your uncleanliness, and from all of your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 25 and 26. Our hearts and wills, as hard as stones and old tree stumps, are battered by God's word, broken and left in the dust. His word of law removes all self-reliance and pride from us, and it brings us to our knees in repentance. It is there that his word of mercy resurrects us after bringing us down into the dust. His word, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, cleanses us and makes us clean. The word of Jesus that announces that you are forgiven creates in us a new heart of flesh while crushing the old heart of stone. If you are listening to the lies of this age and thinking that all is well, if you think that God is far off and not interested in you, if you foolishly ignore his will while pursuing your own desires, then beware. God's word will eventually fall on you like a hammer to break you into pieces. But rejoice, because that same word will resurrect you and give you new life and a new heart. God will create in you a clean heart and renew in you a right spirit. Receive this and believe his word. Let us pray. O Lord, let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.